A lot of Pennsylvania Democrats struggle to stake out a clear position on fracking. Environmental groups oppose the natural gas drilling practice, but union supporters say a ban would cost jobs. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins looks at how U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman has tackled the subject since he last ran for the job in 2016.
Braddock Mayor Sharday Jones knows exactly where she stands on drilling.
I'm absolutely against fracking.
She faced the issue when there was a proposal to drill for natural gas below U.S. Steel's Edgar Thomson Works. Jones says the idea was not popular among residents, partly because of the pollution the mill already produces.
It's kind of like we're being taken advantage of at some point. And we're like, how could we trust you to dig in the ground if we can't trust you with the air sometimes?
Her predecessor, John Fetterman, lives across the street from the mill. And during his last Senate bid, he said that fracking near residential areas was, quote, crazy. But he supported fracking at U.S. Steel because he said it would create good union jobs and, quote, the greenest steel production in the world. The project was shelved last year after the company couldn't get the right permits. But Jones says she's not sure where Fetterman stands on the practice now.
I've seen that John Fetterman weighed in on the issue of fracking quite a few times. Where he stands on it now, I'm not certain.
Fetterman told WESA he does not support a ban.
But what I hope we do is we make it so that there is eventually a de facto moratorium because the transition is going to be towards green and renewable energy.
In 2016, Fetterman said, quote, there's no such thing as a green fracker. He supported a moratorium on new fracking in the state, at least until drillers paid more in taxes and the state implemented the country's strictest environmental regulations. But plans to impose a tax have gone nowhere since 2016. Drilling advocates say they've seen significant regulations since then, but note they've successfully challenged some in court. And environmental groups say that while there have been new regulations to address things like methane emissions, there are so many other fracking-related problems that current regulations still aren't sufficient. Fetterman says it's important to protect the environment, but says cheap natural gas can help communities like Braddock.
We can't kid ourselves and buy a line that is like, well, it's cleaner than coal. But we also have to acknowledge that there are people in my community that used to get their gas cut off because they couldn't pay to keep their homes warm.
Fetterman's advocacy won him the endorsement from the union representing Edgar Thomson workers. But environmental groups say candidates can't make promises to the climate movement while also supporting fracking jobs. Sam Bernhardt is with Food and Water Watch, a group that wants to ban fracking.
What he's advocating for is the status quo. He presents it as innovative climate change policy, but Fetterman really just wants to continue fracking.
Last month, Food and Water Watch accused Fetterman of backing away from his pledge since his last Senate run and asked him to stand up against drilling in communities like Braddock.
He's broken promises to communities, and he has prioritized the interests of corporate polluters over the interests of local communities.
As an example of his environmental justice advocacy, Fetterman points to his work to stop a proposed toll road through Braddock.
I used the term environmental racism back in 2006 and 2007 because, you know what, we're not going to run an interstate through a town that is overwhelmingly black so you can have a shorter commute to downtown Pittsburgh.
Still, while environmental groups say a fracking ban is the right thing to do, political strategists say Fetterman's position is actually a good way to win an election. Mike Mikus is a Democratic political consultant. He worked on the campaign of Katie McGinty, who beat Fetterman in the 2016 primary.
It's like 60-some% of Democrats support keeping it, but with environmental protections. And quite frankly, that position is a position of the majority of Pennsylvanians, not just Pennsylvania Democrats.
But Mikus also notes that no one knows how a Democrat who supports an outright ban would fare in a statewide general election, since that hasn't happened before. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.